As you may have heard earlier on our business headlines, Allied Irish Banks has announced a profit of €437 million for the first half of this year. This compares to a loss of more than €750 million at the same time last year. And it's the first time the bank has reported a profit since 2008. You'll recall that at the height of the banking crisis, AIB was bailed out with €20 billion of government funds, meaning that all but a tiny part of the bank is now owned by the state. The bank's chief executive, David Duffy, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Does this hasten the day, do you think, when the government starts to sell some of its stake in AIB?
Well, I think it's from our perspective, it's more about are we in a position that we are a stable, well-capitalized bank, and can we support the growth of the economy? I think as a byproduct of achieving those objectives, which we'd set out in our strategy, next year is how we look at it, is the year where if a stakeholder like the government wants to monetize its investment, it can do at any point from that stage onwards.
Now, the banks are facing European stress tests this year, and we're told that they will be stringent. How confident are you that AIB will pass its test?
I am confident about our overall capital position, and you can never be entirely complacent about these things, but we have very strong capital levels on a pro forma basis. We have a Basel III ratio, which is what the Europeans worry about, of fully loaded 11.8%, which puts us in, you know, a very strong position relative to our peers. So I think that the way we're managing the bank, the evidence of the restructuring we've been able to undertake, and the 88% fall in our provisions, together with those levels of capital, would suggest that we are in a strong position to pass those tests comfortably.
A year ago, you told us that, I think at the time it was about 22-23% of mortgage loans were more than 90 days in arrears. What's the picture now?
Well, I think the overall situation in terms of arrears has improved significantly. I think we have seen a 6% reduction in average arrears, and we've seen a 9% reduction in the homeowner territory, which is of significant concern rather than buy-to-lets. So what we've seen is an inflection point, I think, in this cycle where we have the capability as a bank, we have products that the customers understand, and the engagement is very, very strong, and we're seeing great results from that engagement.
And when you talk about engagement, what do you mean? What sort of discussions are you having with people?
Well, we're very clear, consistently from the beginning, that where it's a home, we want to keep people in their home wherever possible. So when we engage with them, we want to have a conversation about all potential solutions that could possibly result in them being able to retain the home. And on businesses, very particularly, a lot of businesses are burdened by debt which was not related to the core business, and trying to restructure that up to and including write-offs where the debt is unsustainable. We're trying to engage in any solution possible that will leave that business viable and back functioning in the economy again.
And in terms of mortgages, how many repossessions have there been?
There have been about 80 repossessions, but the great majority of that's entirely voluntary.
How much mortgage lending, then, are you doing now?
Well, we have about 37% of the market, and if you look at it in drawdown terms, so by that I mean if somebody actually uses a mortgage, which is a more important statistic, we have over 35% of that market and a 17% increase in our approvals for the year. So I think we are the lead mortgage lender in the marketplace, and we are offering not only branches, capabilities, online capabilities, but we have a fully online mortgage where you can actually execute your entire approval of a mortgage and receive the funds without having to visit a physical branch. So our objective is to make it easy for you to get a mortgage so long as it is a creditworthy application.
I know that in the recent past, AIB raised with the government the possibility of lifting the €500,000 pay cap, and the question of bonuses was also raised. In the light of today's figures, will you be trying again?
I think to be very clear about what actually happened was it was not a request for bonuses or for lifting the cap. It was a request to understand what will happen in the system in the next few years as everybody returns to profitability and our competitive environment is much stronger. So that was the discussion, really. And although we are profitable at this stage, we don't have any intention to go back and discuss any of those issues at all, because my focus and the team's focus here is deliver this full year of sustainable profitability and prove that we are adequately capitalized from the stress test. And at that point, it's at the discretion of the minister about sale, and any of those other matters can be discussed in those future years.
So you won't be looking for a pay rise?
No, as you may well be aware, I mean, I've signed up for my own contract, which has been renewed recently, and I've done that on the original terms, including the 15% pay cut that I volunteered for. So that should be an explanation in that context.
David Duffy, Chief Executive of AIB, thank you very much for joining us.